She is Florida Boylan standout and Florida Southern basketball standout, Jensen Blasich, who is getting ready to head to London this year. So, Jensen, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit. I'm going to jump right ahead to now. Tell us that you're going to be playing in London. Is this coming semester?
Yeah, I'm going to be in August. It's actually Newcastle, which is about 3 hours north of London.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to be going there for a year to get my master's and play a little basketball, so I'm really excited.
Now, first of all, start with your master's. What major is this in, or what degree is this in?
Marketing management. I got my undergrad in business administration, so I thought I'd kind of go off that and try marketing.
And how did you end up in London, or why did you choose to go to England, I should say, and I said Newcastle. Why did you choose there, and how did you end up there?
Well, I had a few teammates who went over there to play at the university that I'm going to. So I had the opportunity to meet the coach when he came over to Florida to talk to them. And I told him, you know, I was interested. It sounded like a great opportunity. So he said that he'd watch my senior year, see how it went. And the opportunity did come up after my senior year. So I'm just going to take full advantage of it.
Is this then like, is it college level that you're playing with and against, or is it more like a step up to like a pro type level, a European pro type level? What kind of level of basketball is this?
I'm going to be playing for the university, but there is a pro team that's affiliated with the university. They take two Americans, so it's pretty competitive. I'm pretty sure they already have their two Americans, but I'm just planning on going over there, playing for the university, getting my master's, and being able to travel, meet a bunch of people, and just get the full experience of being abroad.
Do you know anything about, is there any difference in the basketball over there?
You know, I've talked to my teammates that are over there. They said the league's still competitive and everything. They said it should be fine, no real big differences, maybe not as physical of a game, but, you know, it's basketball, so I'm thinking of it. Got to be pretty similar.
That's always been kind of the rub, or, you know, the reputation of European basketball. They don't like to have a lot of contact. They're more about shooting the threes and fast breaking and getting out. And I don't know if that fits more into your game or not, or if you like the more physical part of the game.
Well, I think just they're very fundamental, mm-hmm. and that's always kind of how I grew up, you know, through my training and all that, is being very fundamentally sound. So I think I'll fit pretty well with the system. I like to drive and kick, but I can also hit the outside shot. So I think it'll be good. I don't think it'll be a bad fit for me. So we'll see.
Hey, Jensen, let's talk about your college career, too, because you went to Florida Southern. You had a great career. Obstacles and challenges along the way, you ended up scoring over 1,000 points, but I know there was a coaching change. You had some injuries. You ended up being the only senior on the team. How would you assess your college career?
I mean, overall, the experience was outstanding. I came in as the only freshman. Like you said, I was recruited by a different coach, so we did have a coaching change. But the coach I had for 4 years played at Alabama, was point guard there. She made it to Final Four, played overseas. So just very knowledgeable at the point guard position, which I learned a lot from her. But, you know, we made it to an Elite Eight my sophomore year. It was just amazing, the people you meet, the teammates you have, how much you grow, even being away from home. And that's, you know, going to England as well is just, I think, going to help me grow so much as a person. So I just try to take advantage of all those opportunities I have when I can, when they come about.
Now, Jess, you're pretty instrumental, obviously, in the turnaround at Florida Southern. When you got there, I know the year before, they were like 6-26 in the conference and 17-37 overall. And you got to start quite a few games your freshman year, and that was an integral part of this team that, like you said, in your sophomore year, made it to the Elite Eight. And then this past season, your senior year, you made it to the postseason as well, but got eliminated in the first round, but mm-hmm. did win the conference tournament as well. So, I mean, you were very instrumental in that turnaround. I mean, do you look at it that way?
Yeah, definitely when I was looking at colleges, I wanted to go somewhere where I could make an impact right away. So when I got, you know, the offer from Florida Southern, being able to come in and start as a freshman because our starting point guard tore ACL obviously was a little bit nerve-wracking for me, but my teammates supported me, and then just taking off from there, turning the program around, being able to be a leader and just help the program. And, yeah, now today they got so many great athletes in there, and that even look up to me even when I left. you know, still texting me, still calling me, really makes me feel good and that I can still be a leader for the program even when I've left.
Well, it's kind of neat because, and I didn't look back far enough to say what kind of tradition they had prior to you getting there, if there was kind of a perennially sub-500 team, but it seems like now after you leave, you're leaving it in good shape where that they're probably expected to be contenders year in and year out. They've got a reputation, which, of course, will help recruiting. So, I mean, that's kind of a nice legacy to leave at a college program.
Yeah, it feels great that I can come in and kind of change it. We made NCAA tournament, I think it was 3 years in a row. And so just kind of leading them down that path, you know, hopefully towards a national championship. Hopefully Coach Harris can get that while she's at Florida Southern. Would make me feel good, you know, down the road if that does happen for them.
Jumping back to your situation now coming into going to England, how do you see, and I know you've obviously had to do this for the last 4 years, and that's juggle studies with being a full-time athlete, which is always difficult enough. How is it going to be juggling your master's with playing basketball? I think it'll be a little bit easier because there's fewer, you know, there's less, pressure. Or is it kind of the same thing you're expecting? Or what are your expectations coming into this this master's, juggling master's in basketball?
Well, I'm going to mentally prepare for it to be hard. So if it's anything easier than that, then I'll be happy. I'm not sure how master's classes work and all that. You know, it's all going to be kind of new to me. But like I said, I'm just going to expect it to be kind of how it was in college. I'm only going there for school and basketball. I'm not trying to really do anything else. So those are my two priorities, and those will be at the top of my list. So,
when do you head over there, and how long are you there? Is a standard calendar school year like we have here?
Well, my program runs from September to September.
Oh.
So, but I'll also leave at the end of August for preseason and stuff. So I'll be over there about a month early before school starts. So I'll be able to get situated, get used to everything. So that'll be good.
And is their basketball season the same as ours, roughly November through March, or is it a little bit different?
Yeah, it's about that.
How have you changed as a basketball player? Let's go back to your Boylan days to where what you were like as a Boylan basketball player. You were a 1,000-point scorer. You were a Big Ten MVP back in 2014. How did it change throughout your years at Florida Southern? I mean, how much of a different player are you? Obviously, you'd be a better player, older, stronger, and all that. But how has your game changed, if it's changed at all?
I would say in high school I was, you know, more of a point guard where I'm driving and I'm looking for scores, where now I have added, you know, where I'm scoring a little more into the mix. And then I just think my leadership, that whole aspect of my game has really, you know, rounded out, and I can really, you know, just kind of, I'm more of a teacher where I can teach people, you know, how to see the floor, my court vision, my court IQ. So just fine-tuning all those type of things and then adding shooting. Just a well-rounded player. I can really, you know, kind of do a little bit of everything, and I think that helps on the court when, you know, coaches might need a stronger guard to be in this role during the game, or they need a point guard here or a shooting guard here. So.
Well, being, like you said, a well-rounded player and one that's kind of been a leadership and all that, is coaching in your future at all? Are you interested in doing that when you finally get done with college?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that, but right now I would say no. I kind of just want to try something new. But, you know, at the end of the day, if that opportunity comes about, it's always something that I've had, always something that I've been passionate about, which is basketball. So I'd definitely give it a try if it came up. But right now I'm looking to try something new.
All right. Well, she's Jensen Blasich, former star player for Boylan High School and, of course, for Florida Southern. And now she's ready to head out to Europe, to England, to get her master's and play a little bit more basketball after her 4 years of very successful years at Florida Southern. Jensen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we wish you the best of luck. And maybe we'll talk to you next year and kind of give us a rundown of what the experience was like overseas.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jensen.
Take care.